It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Oh,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
Lands in Greenville, Texas, like 8 minutes later because smoke filled the cock.
Don't stop there.
once again, that is a two-syllable word. It's cockpit. What?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
That's not what you said.
I know. I
said smoke.
I know.
Don't stop there.
It's. I'm sorry.
How would smoke fill one of those?
I don't know.
On the little ticket.
Yes, it is time for that long-time Friday tradition. The emergency break of the week brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. It's interesting that Gordo e-brake was in the open because a similar thing happened to Mike Saroy this week when they were talking about amaretto liquor. And this happened to Mike.
I thought at first you were talking about amaretto.
Right. No,
I was going to. Is it amaretta or amaretto?
The other one,
amaretto.
It's the O at the end, right?
Correct.
I don't know if I've even had that. Is that nut liquor?
Mike, you need to get outside a little bit more, buddy.
Borderline have to dump that. Okay, it's an almond liquor, though, correct?
I think they say liqueur.
That might be the naughtiest thing. Two words I've ever been allowed to say.
Wow. You said it with such force.
I mean, okay. Okay, well, it is. It is. Almonds, peach stones, apricot stones. Nut
it's
liquor?
A funny question.
Hmm? Oh. What?
What?
Are
I thought
still...
I heard something come back. It's a funny question. It's even funnier with Saroy's voice asking like that. Hey, nut liquor?
Nut liquor?
He is right, apparently.
Just mustering up enough energy to broadcast.
I know, yeah. He's a little bit lazy. Those Saroy boys know their liquor, though.
Oh, yeah.
They
know what's up.
Liquor nuts.
Not bad. Not bad. Let's try it again.
I thought at first you were talking about amaretto.
Right. No,
I was going to. Is it amaretta or amaretto?
The other one,
amaretto.
It's the O at the end, right?
Correct.
I don't know if I've even had that. Is that nut liquor?
Mike, you need to get outside a little bit more, buddy.
Borderline have to dump that. Okay, it's an almond liquor, though, correct?
I think they say liqueur.
That might be the naughtiest thing. Two words I've ever been allowed to say.
Wow. You said it with such force.
I mean, okay. Okay, well, it is. It is. Almonds, peach stones, apricot stones.
He probably has that for breakfast. Saroy has amaretto by morning.
Unbelievable.
I like it. Thank you. Love Donovan's laugh. And I love that as entry number one for the emergency break of the week, Mike Saroy. Candidate number two. Hey, we've got another Corby downshift to listen to. His most famous one with Don Henley when he was yucking it up, and then Don Henley brought up the loss in the Wilson family that Corby couldn't downshift fast enough from a cackle laugh. It happens to him here, too. They had Grant Boone on from the Golf Channel. Grant also does a lot of other play-by-play, the voice of Abilene Christian. And I don't know Grant well. I certainly know who he is, and I know that he is the nephew of the very famous Pat Boone. Corby didn't know that, and listen to this downshift.
Every star is this, who is this? Wishing star.
This is Pat Boone.
Pat Boone, yeah. Which I believe our next guest will tell you he is related to in an odd way. It is our good old friend, the Golf Channel's own Grant Boone.
Hey, hello.
Aren't you related to...
Aren't you... It's not odd, unless you count being an uncle odd. He's my dad's brother.
Oh, shut up.
He is.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought it was way more distant than that.
No. Very, very close.
Wow. That's incredible.
He's got stories. Yeah. What were the holidays like?
June 1st, 1934, Pat Boone. June 1st, 1935, Nick Boone, Grant Boone's dad.
Wow. I don't know why I thought it was like a second cousin, you
this
know,
by marriage.
It's
the first time hearing of any of this.
No, Debbie's my first cousin. By the way, I need to start with an apology to Danny.
Some odd ways related to Pat Boone. I think that's Pat Boone we're listening to, but I don't know how strange it is. He's my dad's brother.
Oh.
Wow. Shut up.
Shut up, stupid head, dumb.
What was Grant's line? If you find uncle odd, I guess so.
Yeah, that's really weird. Your dad had a brother? All right, one more time.
Every star is this, who is this? Wishing star.
This is Pat Boone.
Pat Boone, yeah. Which I believe our next guest will tell you he is related to in an odd way. It is our good old friend, the Golf Channel's own Grant Boone.
Hey, hello.
Aren't you related to...
Aren't you... It's not odd unless you count being an uncle odd. He's my dad's brother.
Oh, shut up.
He is.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought it was way more distant than that.
No. Very, very close.
Wow. That's incredible.
He's got stories. Yeah. What were the holidays like?
On a note, though.
June 1st, 1934, Pat Boone. June 1st, 1935, Nick Boone, Grant Boone's dad.
Wow. I don't know why I thought it was like a second cousin, you
it's
know,
the first
by
time
marriage.
Hearing of any of
no,
this.
No. Debbie's my
by the way.
By the way, I need to start with an apology to Danny.
By the way, for those who don't know, since Pat Boone is 85,
indeed,
he was a legendary crooner in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Right, he was extremely famous.
Yes. And as you heard in that small clip that they played, what a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely had a great voice.
We've had Pat Boone on the show. Do you remember why?
Didn't he put out a crazy album, like a heavy metal?
He put out a heavy metal album, and he was like wearing leather on the CD cover.
That's right.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
He came on to promote that.
Wow, that's a good memory, Gordo. That was a long time ago.
Thank you. Now, don't ask me what we did on the show yesterday, because I can't remember
that.
Yeah,
I can't either. Well, there's Corby, candidate number two. And speaking of Gordon Keith, he is candidate number three. We were talking about the rumor about Mick Jagger and David Bowie that they at one point hooked up, and this conversation took place. I don't know if they loved each other.
What do you mean by that?
Wow.
Just more,
you think that
more one nightish than long time commitment, I think.
I think they may have had a relationship. It was one of their wives, was it Jerry Hall or somebody, came in and found them in bed together?
Yes.
Making sweet love.
It may have been beyond
one of them punching the other one in the back of the head while screaming, "Take this."
Well, he did it.
Or
stop the show.
Or however they showed love. Anyway, these Stones have postponed their show May 29th at the Cotton Bowl.
Is there a name for that?
Yes, there is. And Gordon knows it.
What, Donkey Punt?
Why is it called
that? George has gone insane over there.
It's Madonna that did it to me.
Madonna made you insane?
Mm-hmm. Hey, why is it called a donkey punch?
I don't know. I don't know, but donkey's always a funny term.
stoner conversation. It's a funny term. You it shock is, yourself, though. Don't you?
It is, yes.
As you could hear.
Sometimes things fly out of my mouth. I have very, very little free will when it comes to what
filter,
comes out of my mouth.
Nothing, yes. No.
That's true.
Unfiltered will, Gordo.
I would say daily during commercial breaks or before or after the show, Gordon will admonish himself for what's coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
You really can't help it.
Right. Yeah, when I am singing the same thing over and over again during breaks, and I have to yell at myself for doing it.
Gosh, shut up.
Shut up! Sounds like a schizophrenic person yelling at it.
Maybe my favorite Gordo moment ever was probably 10 years ago, and we're driving at Cowboys training camp at 2:30 in the morning from the hotel to our broadcast location. And George and I are in the front two seats, and Gordon's in the back seat, and he's mumbling something. He keeps saying something over and over, like, I don't know, whatever it would be, Emmitt Smith rushing yards, something, I don't know what it was. Same phrase, kind of a crazy phrase, over and over and over and over, Emmitt Smith alligators, Emmitt Smith alligators, Emmitt Smith alligators. And then he goes, God, I'm annoying.
I do. I annoy the hell out of
myself. You annoyed yourself.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. I don't know what it is that I have to say things over and over again, like that song that I was singing earlier in the
Care
program.
To sing that now?
No, it can't be on the air, and you know it. But it was just about a weird way of knowing that you're in America.
Yeah, most of the songs that you sing off the air are extremely vulgar in content.
Unairable, yeah. All right, one more time with this.
Lord.
I don't know if they loved each other.
What do you mean by that?
Wow.
Just more,
you think that
more one nightish than long time commitment, I think.
I think they may have had a relationship. It was one of their wives, was it Jerry Hall or somebody, came in and found them in bed together?
Yes.
Making sweet love.
It may have been Bianca.
One of them punching the other one in the back of the head while screaming, take this.
Well, he did it.
Or
stopped the show.
Or however they showed love. Anyway, these Stones have postponed their show May 29th at the Cotton Bowl.
Is there a name for that?
Yes, there is. And Gordon knows it.
What, Donkey Punk?
Why is it called that?
George has gone insane over there.
It was Madonna that did it to me.
Madonna made you insane?
Mm-hmm. Hey, why is it called a donkey punch?
I don't know. I don't know, but donkey's always a funny term.
Man, if you slow that down, that's three guys sitting around doing bong hits.
Yeah. Madonna did it to me.
Why is it called donkey punch?
Donkey's always a funny term.
That term has always cracked me up, and I didn't know what it meant until I started working at the Ticket with Gordon Keith.
What, donkey punch?
Yeah.
You'd never heard of that before.
I'd heard of it, but I didn't know what it meant. And I think I used it on the air one time when I was talking about like a fight in a cowboy game or something.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
reared
up.
And he donkey punched the other like, guy. What? And we're like, whoa. that would
That's
be
bad. I thought it was funny.
That would be about five yellow flags at once. That happened on the field.
Wow. Very, very personal foul.
The most personal foul.
Screaming. What did you say? Screaming.
Punching him in the back of the head while screaming, take this.
Intimate personal foul on the offense.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Mike Soroy, Corby, or Gordon. 888-787-1310. Let's all be responsible. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, boys, this is Randy White here. How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Hey, Manster.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Gordon, I got a question for you, buddy. I got a 98 Dodge Ram with a purple Piper rack and a Gold Eagle on the hood of it. Are you interested, buddy? Handles like a dream. 265,000 miles on it.
Where are you
just
where are you going with this?
I'm confused by the character Randy White, used car dealer.
Yeah.
Well, he does some car ads.
Yeah, but are they used cars?
Used cars?
I don't know if they're used
with
or
the
not.
Huge pumping up on it.
The best deal he has is a truck with 265,000 miles on it.
Gold Eagle. I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
All are great candidates, but I have to go with the donkey punch.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
It brings... Hello? It brings a new meaning to having a highball, if you know what I mean, because the nut... Liquor.
We got you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, users. This is Cassidy, your favorite demonstrator.
It's the fake triple fake Cassidy.
Yep.
Hey, well. I got some extra spring break this week, and I'm quarantining with my dad and his special friend.
Okay.
All right. Don't get too personal. Just vote. Maybe not.
That's a really good voice.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George. I heard you use the term chicken whipping a while back. What is that exactly? And give me the donkey punch.
Okay.
Is that another bad term that's just, that you don't know about?
No, that's just something my kid made up.
How do you know?
Well, I think
he may have been saying it and pranking you.
No. He always talked about whipping chicken.
Doesn't it mean self?
I thought that's
what
that's
what I
you
thought
sure?
too.
No.
Think it
From
means
a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I
he may
so.
Have not have known what
yeah,
it was.
He just
he
heard
was saying,
it, but it's one of those.
Hmm. Huh. Well, that brings new meaning to that phrase for sure. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, this is Mr. Skinlana, and I vote for Gordon.
Okay,
that's
thank you.
Mr. Skinlon.
Just their dad?
I guess.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'll vote for Soroy the douche boy.
That is not his nickname, sir.
I think it is.
Who wins the emergency break of the week? You're on the air.
Hey, guys, it's E-Break Man. Here to let you know, the only thing you do is vote for Mike. Vote Soroy. Vote Soroy. He's break man. Let it go. Vote for Mike.
Gosh.
Thanks,
E-Break
Man.
There. Is that a great song or is that a beating of a song?
Great.
A-ha's
great.
Take on that.
I think it's great.
I think it is too, but doesn't it kind of borderline on it could be really annoying if it just was half an inch different?
If E-Break Man does it, yes.
Well, yeah, when
so.
He does it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, boys, it's the Gal Pals, Susan again.
Okay, you know, this is strange because all week I've been walking around talking to myself as the double fake Susan Hawk. Hey, it's your gal pal Susan Hawk here.
Is Sweet Fernando a single man?
No.
Is what's she going to be for Halloween?
Why do you care? I don't think he's going to dress up.
Why?
Just knowing Fernando.
He doesn't celebrate holidays.
Susan Hawk asking us what Fernando's going for is it for Halloween.
The whole world's gone insane.
It is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George.
Yeah?
I was just checking to see if you're off Danny White's nuts yet.
I guess that's a mic vote. And no. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, morning, musers.
Morning.
This is blues artist Willie Brokejaw Calhoun, and I like to vote responsibly.
Okay.
Willie Brokejaw Calhoun.
That's
right?
Funny.
Now I understand.
Who you want to vote for?
I made a song. Would you like to hear it? Here we go.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I'm a retro. No liquor.
Good song.
Okay, there's a...
The most half
Soroy vote there, and ladies
heard.
And gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Mike Soroy, and maybe an upset of Gordon Keith.
Hmm.
I thought at first you would talk about Amaretta,
right? No,
I was going to. Is it Amaretta or Amaretto?
The other one,
Amaretto.
It's the O at the end, right?
Correct.
I don't know if I've even had that. Is that nut liquor?
Mike, you need to get outside a little bit more, buddy.
Borderline have to dump that. Okay, it's an almond liquor, though, correct?
I think no, they say liqueur.
Oh, gosh. That might be the naughtiest thing, two words I've ever been allowed to say.
Wow. You said it with such force.
I mean, okay. Okay, well, it is. It is. Almonds, peach stones, apricot stones.
How many wins is that for Mike?
That is his 10th win, 102 behind Norman Eyes Wide Shut Hitzkus.